This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I am thrilled today to be joined by Pam Dunley. Pam is the CEO of Elmhurst Memorial Hospital, part of the Edwards-Elmhurst system, a magnificent sort of traditionally community hospital in the greater Chicago area. Pam, can I ask you to take a moment to introduce yourself?
Certainly, and good morning, happy morning. I'm, as you said, Pam Dunley. I happen to be a nurse by background, and I am from the Chicagoland area my entire life, never lived anywhere else. And I'm very proud to be a nurse. I'm a psychiatric nurse by background, and I've been a nurse for over 40 years. I've been with Edward Elmhurst, and particularly with Elmhurst Hospital now for almost 24 years.
And talk a little bit about, I want to ask you first, today we've moved to a spot where so many nurses, I don't know about so many, but a great number of hospital CEOs are nurses by background. And without a bias towards nurses, positive bias, tell us a little bit about why that has happened and why so many nurses make great CEOs and presidents.
Well, of course, I do have a bias since I am a nurse, and we also have a system CEO who is a nurse, and I think that it makes a big difference because, first of all, we always remember what our core business is, and that is about caring for people. And when you keep that in mind in all your business decisions, I think you can't go wrong. And the other part is the biggest workforce within a hospital is nurses, and we understand what they go through. We understand how nurses think, and what it takes for nurses to be successful. And I think that combination, along with most of us having great business sense, so I have an MBA, I also have a master's in nursing, I think those combinations together help us to be successful in the current way that healthcare is moving forward.
And really, never forgetting patient care, taking care of patients, and also the huge amount of the workforce is nurses, being able to connect with that part of the workforce, very, very important. Take a moment and talk about Elmhurst Memorial. The last time I was by there, gorgeous building, beautiful physical plant, I know a health system going well. Talk a little bit about your points of pride in Elmhurst Memorial Hospital.
So I can never say enough about how proud I am to be part of this organization. We went on a very wonderful journey over the past 12, 13 years when we went about building a brand new hospital. And we opened this hospital in June of 2011. But part of that journey was also creating a new culture and changing the way we worked. So we built a hospital that has all high reliability principles in place. So every room is identical. Every pod, which is 6 beds on each side of a 12-bed area, is exactly the same, replicated over and over again in the organization. So if somebody was new coming to our hospital, all they have to do is learn one room, one pod, and everything is going to be the same. And that helps for safety, so that when you have to work in a different environment, you know where things are. It also helps for efficiency because everything the nurse needs is within 90 seconds of her, and she doesn't have to be hunting for her supplies. They're right there available, as well as when there's an emergency, you know where things are and you don't have to learn things again. So I'm very excited about the building. The other part of the building that the way we built it was using plane tree principles. And what is plane tree? Plane tree is an organization that looks at patient-centered care and designates organizations worldwide for being directed for patient-centeredness and making healthcare much more easier for patients to understand and be part of their healthcare journey. And so we use all kinds of principles, whether it's healing light of natural light coming in, having a calm environment, making sure that you know what's happening in your healthcare and that your family is part of your healthcare experience. So we built this beautiful building. We became Plane Tree designated in 2012 and have been gold designated since. We also became a magnet organization, and we have a very strong nursing culture, as well as having a great relationship between physicians and nurses. And that's demonstrated in being 2 years in a row identified as top 15 in quality by IBM Watson.
So fantastic. And are there specific specialties that Elmhurst tries to excel in, or more generally everything? Where are there areas that you make priorities? Are there special areas at all?
Well, I think one of the areas that we are known for, besides being a very, very strong community hospital and very involved in the community, is orthopedics. We are, I think, second or third in orthopedics in Illinois. We have physicians surgeons from all over who choose to operate at our organization. And I will tell you, they make that decision because of several things. One, the nursing care. Two, the efficiencies. When they do their surgeries, they know that they will be out in a certain amount of time, and what might take them 12 hours at another hospital to accomplish takes them 8 hours at Elmhurst consistently. And so that makes their life easier, and they can trust the quality of the nursing care, and they know their patients tell them over and over again what kind of phenomenal experience they have. So I think orthopedics is very high. We have a lot of spine surgeries here, as well as we have a strong oncology program and cardiology program.
Congratulations. And what do you view as your top three priorities the next 6 to 12 months?
So I think our top priority will be the same top priority everybody is having right now, which is trying to make it through this pandemic while continuing to provide high quality care and being financially sound and making sure patients stay healthy and are able to get back out into the community as quickly as possible. So that would be our top number one priority. Our number two priority is making sure that we stay connected with our community and that we are looking for new models of care. So as this pandemic has allowed us, we can do more things, whether it's virtually, whether it's hospital at home models, trying to keep people out of the hospital. So we're looking at partnerships and innovation, and that will be a big priority over the next 6 to 12 months. And then also making sure we continue to have a viable workforce, because people are really getting tired through this pandemic, and a lot of people are wanting to retire that may not have wanted to retire. And so we want to make sure this is the best place for people to work and that they want to be here and stay here. And that's been going well, but we need to continue that.
How big an issue is the workforce issue? I mean, how critical in nature is that today?
Well, with the pandemic rising again, the workforce issue is huge. Just having enough people being willing to work in the hospital and stay in the hospital to help us treat patients as well as keep everything else going. Because we know that when we first had the pandemic, we shut a lot of things down, outpatient environments and elective surgeries. And so we were able to move people into the hospitals to help. But those people who moved in didn't particularly like it, and they were great and they worked well, but then they were able to go back into the outpatient, and we're trying to keep the outpatient and the electives going so people don't not choose to get care and end up getting sicker than they would have been. So we want to make sure those things are open. Well, you need enough people to do that and yet still have enough inpatient staff to rise to the occasion with all of the care that's required for all of these new COVID patients. So I think it's key that having nurses feeling supported, having staff feeling like they have enough personal protective equipment, that they're supported, that their mental health and their physical health is important to the organization, is the key to having a good workforce.
Thank you. And in terms of when you got into your career, not just in nursing, but into health system leadership, did you ever in a million years think you'd be dealing with something like this?
Not in my wildest dreams. My whole goal in life was to help create an environment where we looked at a person holistically, their mental health, their physical health, their spiritual health, as well as all of everything they needed to be healthy. And this pandemic has tested every single one of those areas. Making sure we take care of the whole person is very difficult in the pandemic, and particularly when you can't have visitors coming in. It's just been so challenging but exciting that everybody pulled together and could manage it. And it's kind of like we're fighting a great war and we're trying to get through, and we're in another battle and we're hoping to make it through.
Well, magnificent. And talk for a moment about what are you most excited about today? What gets you going today? I mean, I know you're so focused on COVID and taking care of your workforce and your team and staying great in your core specialties, but when you wake up in the morning, are you able to be excited? What are you excited about?
For me, being a community hospital and the partnerships we have with our community is probably the most exciting. Because I'll tell you, I have one of the community members who does a podcast with me every week for the whole community to know what's going on in the hospital and with COVID. We have community members that have made signs for the organization so that people would support us. We've had community members who are rallying around to get financial aid to us or to be generous to keep us going. And we are so connected with our community. People call me. They know what's really exciting is to have a hospital where the president will call you back and cares about every community member. And that's what makes me happy. That's what I'm proud of. And I'm proud of the quality that our team members rise to because they're part of this community as well. And they want it to stay viable and be the best hospital it could be.
That's magnificent. So Elmer's Memorial Hospital, great, great institution. How excited are you about the future of Elmer's Memorial Hospital?
Out of 1 to 10. I think I am excited at a 10. Obviously, I've been here a long time, but also our partnership and when we merged with Edward Hospital, I think EE Health is a great organization and is very important to the community and provides outstanding care and will be known across the country. I have no doubt about that.
Well, you've done a magnificent job. I love the system. I'm so thrilled to have you on today. And what a pleasure to visit with you, Pam. What a pleasure.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you. I appreciate talking to you as well.
And continued great luck there, Pam. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.